Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Headspace Studios. Hi, it's Andy here, and welcome to Radio Headspace, and to Monday morning. So when I started my time in the monastery, there was a particular phrase or a particular idea that was explained to me that I found really helpful, not just for my time there, but actually just for living life. So the idea was kind of, hey, look, in coming here, there's no particular idea or philosophy that you have to subscribe to or believe in. There's no sense of having to think a certain way. This is more a place of sort of experimentation. And it's a sense of, look, try this, see if it makes a difference. If it does, you're probably going to feel more confident. So you're probably going to be more willing to try more of that. And in that sense, it's a confidence that's born from trust, that's born from experience, rather than from sort of just a belief, an idea, if you like. And I think whatever kind of tradition we're looking at in terms of training the mind, ultimately we're looking at making sort of that leap, if you like, from an idea or a belief to an experience. So it actually starts to impact the way we think, the way we feel, the way we interact with the world around us. And that idea of experimentation, I think, is really important, not only in our meditation and in training the mind, but also just in our everyday life as well. There's something about approaching life as an experiment, not feeling like we necessarily have all of the answers, not feeling like we know everything within our world. There's something very helpful, healthy, I would say, about having an open mind, a sense of curiosity, and going into things with that sense of, you know, interest, wondering where it's going to go, what's going to happen, what the outcome will be. I genuinely think, I mean, even if you just choose one activity in your day, never mind the whole day, but just one activity in the day, if you bring that kind of attention to it, it really changes the feel of it. It changes the way we approach it, changes the way we experience it, and it almost inevitably changes the outcome of it as well. So maybe choose something today. Choose an activity, something that you already have planned. You don't have to plan something new, and approach it in that sense of experimentation. Not necessarily thinking that you already know what it's going to feel like or sound like or taste like or whatever it might be, but instead doing it as though you've never done it before, not really knowing what the answer is going to be, and in that way, maintaining an open mind. Thanks for listening today. I'll look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Hi, everyone. It's Dora. If you like Radio Headspace, I have a feeling you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring each mindfulness teacher from Radio Headspace and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering your questions and sharing our unique perspectives on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Happy listening, friends.